It's time now for Spears on Sports with John Spears, presented by M&M Carnage. And now, here's Johnny.
Welcome to Hump Day.
Hump Day.
Made it to Wednesday. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Carnage. That sounded rehearsed, but it's really not. John Spears in studio. Special Wednesday guest today.
Mike over there.
Tony Burke. Mike. Tony Burke shows up today. I got a text an hour ago. Hey, you want a co-host? I was like, always.
What a treat.
We're going to change the name of the show. Not Spears on Gambling, just Spears and Burke, a couple of jerks. How about that?
You know the name I always like, Scooter. Did you ever hear this one? Sports from the John.
I'm not crazy about that, but we can
work on it. But if you say sports from John, nobody understands. You got to say the John.
Yeah, sports from the John.
And then people are grossed out the whole time.
Like they're not already?
Yeah. True. Come on.
It is Wednesday, March 27th. It is it's that midweek day that there's nothing going on. There's nothing going on. NIT was last night. There's NFL news we're going to talk about. But please, feel free to call the show. The M&M Carnage Hotline's open, 502-384-1450, 384-1450, to join in on the conversation. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. Tony, the Thornton's text line is open as well. There you go. You can stop by and all fountain drinks, fizz freeze, 89 cents at all area Thornton locations. Enjoy your favorite fountain drink. 32 ounces or smaller, or cold, delicious fizz freeze for just 89 cents. Also, sign up for the Thornton's Refreshing Rewards and receive 25 cents off per gallon, plus great weekly fuel offers you can't pass up. Download the app at the App Store or on Google Play today. And hit me up on the Thornton's text line, 502-414-1450. We will talk coaches. We got to talk coaches. First of all, let's start with Kentucky. Cal is staying. Everybody that's surprised, raise your hand. Exactly. I don't know why this was an issue. This was sort of ridiculous. And look, I know the fan base is upset. I get it. You lost to St. Peter's. You had a year where you didn't even go. You lost to Kansas State in the round of 32. When that year, really good teams in the bracket lost in the first and second rounds, and all you had to do was win that game, and you were going to be favored to win that bracket, win that regional. Didn't happen. And then, of course, Oakland, the Raiders, the Athletics, whoever it was, comes in and beats you.
The Golkies.
This year. Oh, wow. Too soon. Pull that Band-Aid off. Now, what's Cal going to do? New strategy, Tony Burke? We're going to keep players. We're not going to push them to the NBA. If they don't want to go, if they're telling me they want to come back, I'm not going to talk them into leaving. Still recruit the best high school. Still a top two class in the country coming in. It goes back and forth. Duke and Kentucky, 1-2, who's got the best class coming in. But there'll be a top five class regardless. And do you get into the portal like you did with Antonio Reeves, like you did with Trey Mitchell? Do you get into the portal? What is this new strategy, Tony? What's he going to do different?
No, he's, you know, I want to say one thing, too, and I'm not defending Cal. He wants to win, and the kids want to win. So if you're a fan and you think you're the only one who wants to win, you're nuts. I think, John, that, you know, he's got to see who's going to stay first, because you need guys to stay.
There will be guys staying.
You need at least second-year guys that know your system, that are going to physically improve, and that, yes, you have to go transfers. I'm looking, first thing I saw on ESPN, kid from Pepperdine, first team all West Coast.
How's Gonzaga getting guys when they're still playing?
Got transfers to Gonzaga from the portal, averages 17 points a game against one of their competitors. So, yeah, you got to go out and find guys that are already established. And, you know, I want to go back to, you got to keep some of these guys. And if everybody leaves every year, you're going to have trouble winning anyway.
2012 team that won it all. Darius Miller stayed for his senior year. Terrence Jones stayed for his sophomore year.
Deron
Lamb stayed for his sophomore year. And they brought in, and then they had Kyle Wilcher, who was, you know, he wasn't a starter, but he played major minutes on that team. So you almost have to have that anymore. You can't win with just freshmen. Even that 2012 team, which everybody goes back and goes, well, one and done, it worked that year. Terrence Jones and Deron Lamb were seasoned players, and Darius Miller was an absolute veteran sixth man on that team.
Well, they also had the 1 and 2 pick in the draft.
Yeah, Anthony Davis and Michael Kidd-Gilchrist didn't hurt. Neither did Marcus Teague.
No, Anthony Davis would have helped a lot of teams get
different
pretty
guy.
Darn far.
He played 52 minutes last night, by the way.
Yep, he had 23 rebounds and 30-something points.
But we'll get
he?
To that as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you got to – I understand the strategy change, but I think he's already done that because he brought in Reeves. He brought in Trey Mitchell. He brought in Kellen Grady the St. Peter's year. We'll call it the St. Peter's year. He's brought in guys to be veteran leaders, to be guys that have been there before, so that all these freshmen aren't just all wide-eyed when things show up in the NCAA tournament, like, quite frankly, Reed Shepherd was two Thursdays ago.
Well,
last Thursday.
He'd be still getting a pass if they wouldn't have had the COVID year, in my opinion, because that team he had with Maxey, Higgins, and who was the other? Quickly.
Yep.
He had Nick Richards.
Boy.
I mean, they were playing very well.
And there's a lot of teams that year that are playing the what could have been game. But
exactly.
Kentucky's one of them. Yep. Legitimately one of them.
And that could have gave you that little bit of pass to now. But I the one thing he said, and it's still going to be hard with freshmen if he has a lot of freshmen, is we're going to have to just work on defense. Forget the offense. Just run defense. Everybody complained about his offense. It's prehistoric, whatever. So they score
they
a lot of points.
They bring in an offensive coordinator.
So they score points.
And they can't – nobody can stop them, at least. The only thing – they stopped themselves against Oakland. They just didn't shoot it well.
Yeah.
Scooter, let me ask you this. Did you and Nick and TJ talk about this for 2 hours? Is that why you're not paying attention to the show right now?
I'm not paying attention because we've got a little bit of breaking news.
All right, go ahead. I love it when you break news on my show.
Yeah. So, according...
Wait a minute. Dun, 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 dun. All right, go ahead.
According to Jeff Goodman, Louisville is closing in on a deal with College of Charleston's Pat Kelsey that would make him the next Cardinals head coach. Barring a last-minute breakdown in negotiations, a deal is expected.
Which they've already had twice.
A deal is expected between the two sides.
A Chris Mack disciple, by the way.
Yeah, and Louisville fans, that's why I wasn't paying attention. I'm reading all these
replies. No, I'm fine with that.
Bunch of Louisville fans are big mad.
Really?
Big mad.
Okay. Who are you going to get? That's the only thing I'll go back to. First
of
all,
be happy with
him. First of all, Richard Pitino.
It's better than Richard Pitino.
According to Adam Zagoria from College Basketball Insider, is going to stay at New Mexico. So every Cardinal fan that had that hope and dream that little Ricky was going to show up, get over yourselves. It was never going to happen. He was never offered the job. Now, maybe he put his own name out there to get more money from New Mexico. These coaches do it all the time. Well, Bruce Pearl is famous for doing it.
Mike Rutherford said that he had a meeting with Josh Hurd. So there was a little bit of substance there.
You believe everything Mike Rutherford says?
He's
on this channel.
Pretty well connected.
He's on my
network.
Yes, he is. I will say that. He is. And I like to make fun of Mike because I'm still thinking about taking one of these bobbleheads. But Richard Pitino is 99-144 in conference games in three different conferences. 99-144.
Oh, that's a good winning percentage.
That is not a good winning percentage. That is at FIU in the Sun Belt, Minnesota in the Big Ten, and New Mexico in the Mountain West.
And that's where I just didn't understand why Richard Pitino was even considered.
And then Bob Huggins.
I'd have Huggy Bear.
By the way, he's 10 years older than me, and I'm friggin' old.
Well,
confirmed.
We saw him at Shenanigans a few weeks ago, didn't we?
We did.
Oh, I don't know. Sure
that's an unconfirmed report. There are a lot of guys in dive bars that look like Bob Huggins. So maybe it wasn't Bob, but it sure looked like him. We did see Bob Huggins at the Summer League in Vegas, watching one of his old players play a couple years ago.
The Thomas and Mac.
Bob Huggins was the name yesterday. Now, Bob Huggins put his own name into the mix. Nobody else did. Josh Hurd didn't call Bob Huggins. Josh Hurd didn't call Bob Huggins' agent. Bob Huggins just got on a local radio show and said, I can bring Louisville back to where it used to be. He wants to work. He's 70, and he wants to be a head college basketball coach.
Well, how else is he going to buy his booze if he doesn't have a job?
Wow. That is so mean-spirited. People have issues, Scooter. They have problems. You shouldn't make fun of them.
I'm not making fun. I was just pointing out facts.
What, Scooter, you're saying he needs the money for the Ubers and the Lyft rides.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because I don't think he's allowed to drive in at least a couple of states right now. If we're going to bring up Bob Huggins, let's bring up Seth Greenberg. I think he's ready to come back. Tom Crean?
Man, I was hoping so long that it was Tom Crean. That would have been hilarious.
At this point, now, the Pat Kelsey news is big. At this point, I would have believed any of these guys. I really would have. Yeah. Because you're running out of people who are going to say yes. Josh Scherz, it appears, it would rather go to St. Louis University than the University of Louisville. By the way, Indiana State beat Cincinnati 85-81 last night.
Raise your hand if you watched that.
Now, is this a situation? Tony raised his hand, by the way. Is this a situation where if Scherz loses last night, he's the first choice, but because they won and you can't really get him to commit, at least openly, you got to get a coach in here. You got to get somebody that can get in the portal, get some guys on campus that can play basketball. And if you got to wait even another 5 days for Josh Scherz, you can't afford, if you're Josh Hurd, to wait that long. Is that maybe possible here?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, John. Louisville fan wants to get one of these bigger names, maybe still in the tournament. But if you don't know through their agent that they are coming, you can't wait. Each day, like you just said, longer they wait, and then somebody turns them down again at the last minute that they think they have, then you're another week, another month behind, and Louisville cannot afford that. I thought personally, and I've told you this, I thought Pat Kelsey was the right fit. He's a guy that they score a lot of points.
Midwest guy.
But if Pat Kelsey is your number one choice, and I'm going to preface this by saying after Scott Drew.
Yeah, after those guys.
And after Dusty May.
Right.
If he's your next choice, why isn't he already here? Because they lost. They lost in the first round.
He's so
my
probably
feeling
not
is
the next
they
one.
Were waiting for Scherz at Indiana State, and they were going to offer the job to him, or they have already offered the job to him, and he's saying, well, wait till the tournament's over, and I'll let you know. And they win last night, and it gets to the point where we can't wait anymore.
Well, the issue with Scherz is
we got to go hire somebody.
The issue with Scherz is he signed
So it's Scherz?
Scherz, yeah.
Yeah, I keep saying Scherz.
He signed a memorandum of understanding with St. Louis that I guess is pretty tricky to get out of.
Jeff Brohm signed a memorandum of understanding with the University of Louisville, and then the president of the university didn't allow him to come here. So I don't want to hear that memorandum of understanding. That's as much as a contract. Contracts are made to be broken. That's why coaches leave every year to go somewhere else. Contracts, they don't mean anything.
That's why they have the buyouts now.
They don't mean anything.
I'm just saying, because it seems like, from everything I've heard, it seems like Scherz would want to come to Louisville. But with that being out there with St. Louis, makes it a little tricky.
So we're never going to know.
Right.
No, we're not, and we shouldn't. Right?
Yeah.
We don't. Fans don't need to know this stuff.
Well, my cousin's friend told me, and he's in the Alumni Association, and he's friends with Josh Hurd. So I got the inside
track. Josh tells him everything.
Everything.
Because Josh is such an open book here. Let's finish what Scooter was reading from Goodman here. Kelsey is a Midwest guy who grew up in Cincinnati, has been a head coach at Winthrop and Charleston, taking the Cougars to the NC tournament the last two seasons. High energy, built a terrific culture in Charleston, gets his players to play hard, considered a very good X's and O's coach. Well, if you just get a good X's and O's coach, it's an improvement. I'm not jumping on a guy's grave here, but Kenny was not a good X's and O's coach. He might be a great individual instructor at UK and maybe even with the Knicks, with the big guys. But X's and O's, if you went and watched Louisville play, man, not good.
And there was a disconnect there. You know, you're putting a coaching staff together of guys that you know but you've never coached with. A guy like Kelsey or some of these guys will probably bring their staff with them.
Absolutely.
So you've already got the foundation built with your assistant coaches. And I'm telling you, from being around just different levels and watching games, you have to have good assistants that can coach. You can't do it yourself. And if you're relying on guys that you – yeah, Danny Manning, he was a head coach. He did a good job at Wake Forest, not so good a job. Nolan Smith was on the Duke staff, a recruiter, whatever. Whatever Nolan's strengths were, there was a lot of other guys on that Duke staff too.
Yeah.
And then you're trying to blend guys, and if they don't work well together and they don't like how
Kenny Payne didn't have a staff to bring with him.
Yeah, he never had a staff. He's never had one.
He had to put a staff together, yes. Makeshift. And if Pat Kelsey brings his staff with him, first of all, it's a staff that's had success together.
Correct.
Both at Winthrop and the College of Charleston. And you know each other. And you have confidence in your assistant coaches.
You know your system, too.
Watching the Louisville games, just being there in person, didn't look like Kenny trusted anybody on that staff.
He just stood there against the table. And I even had a friend that went to the games, and he said, I just watched him, and a lot of times he just had his hands out all the time. And you're like, what's he doing? And I'm not trying to put Kenny Payne down.
Right, I get
I'm
it.
Just trying to use that as an example, bringing in an established coach with a system, with assistant coaches. When they come in, they're going to start from day one teaching their system, right or wrong, instead of going in and trying to figure out what my system is.
Here's a tweet. I think Kelsey has a chance to win at Louisville, but the end result of this search being a former Chris Mack assistant who has never won an NCAA tournament game is pretty wild. It is wild that it is coincidentally a former Chris Mack assistant.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean the
person. Why not bring back Chris Mack?
You know,
are Louisville fans happier if they bring back Chris Mack?
He didn't get the Vandy job. They were number one in the country at one point when he was coaching.
Nobody's going to be happy because they didn't get a home run. Yeah, there's always somebody. But
there's always somebody that's not happy.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, it doesn't matter if he was on Chris Mack's staff. He's a different individual. He probably coaches differently. I can't tell you exactly. You know, I coached with guys, too. I took parts of what they did. And use my own philosophy and took other things. That's the way coaches work. They take pieces from everybody, and then they have the way they do it. He's not going to be Chris Mack. He's not Chris Mack. He's Pat Kelsey.
Matt Jones, who has a show and obviously has a skewed view of Louisville basketball, says Pat Kelsey isn't a bad hire for Louisville, certainly not a slam dunk, but they could have done worse. Not sure if it will excite their fan base or not, however.
Like I said, nothing's going to excite.
You know what will excite the fan base? Wins.
Exactly.
Wins.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
Doesn't matter who's standing over there on the sideline calling out plays. It matters what those five guys on the court are doing.
If you'd have got Scott Drew, let's just say, and he comes in and wins 12 games, you're gonna be ticked off. You're going to think he was going to win 25 games. Well, if you bring Pat Kelsey in and you say, well, what's he going to have? And he wins 20 games. Who cares if it's Pat Kelsey or Scott Drew?
You want to win games. You know, you're a 10 seed in the tournament next year. Yeah. You're ecstatic.
And you're not the 15 seed in the ACC tournament.
Well, unless you are North Carolina State and then you win five games
11.
In a row
and
you get in.
Yeah. They were a lot lower seeded.
All right, let's take a break. A lot more to talk about on this subject. It looks like Pat Kelsey is going to be the guy, which means, Scooter, I think I'll be here tomorrow, but I may have a press conference to go to. So we'll see.
Okay.
What time tomorrow? Maybe I do the show from the Yum Center tomorrow.
Don't love it, but okay.
Well, you can interview Pat Kelsey.
I could do that, right?
You could interview.
We'll find a way.
All right, we'll figure something out. I don't know that there's going to be a press conference anytime soon. Certainly, Twitter has confirmed this, but Louisville has not confirmed this. But it appears that they are, according to Jeff Goodman, closing in on Pat Kelsey as the new head men's basketball coach at the University of Louisville.
Will there be as many people there?
Not even close.
Kenny won't be close.
Not even close. Because you had fans. When Jeff Brohm came in, you had fans actually showing up. You want us to take a break? Is that the music? Spears on Sports, presented by Eminem Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by Eminem Cartage. John Spears, Tony Burke in studio on this Wednesday. Scooter Dingus manning the producer chair. Eminem Cartage hotline's open, 384-1450, 384-1450. Thornton's text line open as well. Get your text into the show. There's Tony's Thornton's drink of the day. 414-1450 to get your text into the show. So Wikipedia, somebody just sent me the text, already has on the Pat Kelsey page, Patrick Kelsey Born May 15, 1975, is an American college basketball coach. He is the current head men's basketball coach at the University of Louisville. That is on the Wikipedia.
Well, anybody can put
as
that
we,
on there.
As we speak. Yeah. That's good stuff, though. Thank you, Texter. I love it. Before we get to the NFL new rule changes and announcements from yesterday, before we get to NBA talk, which we will because the Lakers-Bucks played a great game last night, before we talk NCAA NIT basketball, let's go to the M&M card. Well, Scooter, you got something?
Yeah, let me give you an update real quick because Matt Norlander tweeted out.
Uh-oh. And said, I believe Matt Norlander, CBS.
He said, here is what I have on Louisville per sources. Pat Kelsey has not agreed to become UofL's next coach, nor has he signed any papers, nor has there been a verbal promise to Kelsey to be the next coach. Could get there fast, but as of this moment, UofL and Kelsey do not have a deal.
ESPN is reporting Louisville targeting Pat Kelsey for basketball coach. They just put it on their website.
This whole thing.
Donovan Mitchell is going to play Friday for the Cavaliers. I just thought I'd change it up a little bit. Jody Demling, Charleston's Pat Kelsey is expected to be the new head basketball coach. Now, this is right after Norlander. Let's see. Who else we got? Eric Crawford, College of Charleston's Pat Kelsey is expected to be named the next coach at Louisville.
But you know what, John? Nothing's happened at Louisville but people think are going to happen.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
Few years.
And Josh Hurd, and I give him credit, not a peep. Let's go to the M&M Cartage Hotline. Lighten things up a little bit for us, David. How are you today?
Well, thanks for taking my call. Yes, I do want to lighten it up because I certainly don't want to go with the UofL situation. It's just a things just have to get sorted out in whatever way it can. But I do want to mention something that you did mention, I think, just briefly, but on the UK, do you think that Jeff Shepherd will be back next year?
Well, I wish he could.
I really hope he could, I don't know.
I think Reed could, though. David, I think Reed might come back. I don't know if Jeff's going to come back.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean Reed Shepherd. I'm sorry.
Jeff's got a title. Jeff's got a title, so he knows how to win. That's one thing. If I had to bet right now a week's salary, by the way, that's not much for me right now.
$16.
Yeah, it's like $32.
$42, roughly.
Anyway, Scooter, if I had to bet, I'd bet yes. I think he likes
it.
I think he loves
it. Because I'm hearing Reed Shepherd, you know, the advertisement for, I think it was like a mental health thing, and I know Reed Shepherd, if he could, you know, try another year, I don't know if it would, you know, be the answer, but I think it would help with incoming freshmen and whatever transfer or who may be leaving, you know, that may. But to me, I think, you know, Reed could, you know, at least be the help, you know, for that season.
I think if he's coming back, then he's already recruiting. He's already talking to guys maybe are in the portal or high school guys. He wants and look, he has said it over and over again. Lifelong dream is to play at the University of Kentucky, not to play
and
in the
he
NBA.
Got it too. I mean, he,
not
you know,
to play
he,
in the
he's
NBA.
Had some moments
with NIL the way it is now. Look, I understand, and I said this yesterday. Guys want to get in the league to start their clock on their contract. When they get to that second contract, is when you make $30-40 million. But you can put it off a year. You can make some NIL money. You could probably make more NIL money than you can in that first year in the NBA. But it does delay your contract status for a year in the National Basketball Association. I think he comes back, Tony.
I think he does too. I think he's making so much money and he loves it.
At least that with the way, you know, the way this, like I said, this Oakland, this Jack Golkey, I had the big X on last night, and I think the national network you were carrying but did an interview with Jack Golkey last night.
Somebody needs to tell these interviewers
Oakland.
That Oakland's
Oakland, Michigan.
That they're out of the tournament. They're not in anymore. I don't know. Maybe somebody's trying to hire him as a radio guy. Thank you, David. Appreciate the call.
Hey, sure thing. Sorry about the mistake on the Shepherd.
No.
I got a little bit emotional with all the stuff going on with Louisville, and I like to follow both all the state teams. So
yep.
You know, I get a little bit.
Thank you,
David.
Appreciate it. Don't be sorry about it. I would have given anybody grief for that one. If you'd have said Stacy Shepherd, now I'd have really gave you some grief. Who else comes back next year? Let's assume and we are assuming here, we don't know anything. Let's just guess that Reed Sheppard comes back. Who else comes back?
DJ.
I think Z will come back.
Z as well.
Z will come back, I think, yeah.
I think Bradshaw's probably got guys telling me
he needs to go elsewhere.
He didn't get an opportunity that he should have got. You know how hanger on or something.
Bradshaw's one of those guys, though, Tony. He looked like he was loving every minute of it.
I agree.
And he said all the right things. Now, guys will be instructed if you have smart people around you to say the right things. But he said, hey, if Onyenso or Big Z is playing better, they should play. And you know what? I'm fine with that.
Well,
is he really fine with that?
Yeah. He expected
he
to come,
might be.
He expected to come in and play a lot
sure
of
he
minutes.
Did. And he started people, early in the year.
And in this day and age, when you don't get that, everybody's telling you you need to go somewhere else because they're not taking care of you.
What about a do?
I don't know where else he would go.
Yeah, he comes back.
Unless he transfers. I mean, you never know.
Guys could go into the portal.
Guys can jump in the portal. But I would think if a do Sierra was going to get in the portal, he'd already be in it. It's been almost a week now. That's plenty of time.
It is interesting.
And if you want to leave, you get your name in there. You get your name out there. Hey, I'm available. Somebody give me a call. And nobody's done that on this team. Bradshaw either, by the way.
Good point. Every once in a while, you have a good one.
You think DJ comes back? Scooter says DJ. I still think he's a top. Is he a first rounder?
I don't think so.
Early second, maybe?
What about Dillingham? It is so hard to tell. Dillingham's gone.
Think he's gone?
He's gone, for sure.
Yeah, he's gone.
He looked like he was having fun.
They all have fun.
Fun doesn't matter, does it?
Money matters.
Yeah. Well, Dill's got some
money. Yeah, he's making some money.
He's doing okay. Justin Edwards?
I think he's gone.
You think he's gone?
John, all these guys can't come back. I mean, they'll have 20 guys on the
team. And Yenso?
Think Edwards is in the portal, Tony?
He ain't getting drafted.
How many guys have they?
I wouldn't think.
How many guys have they signed to come in?
I think probably six.
Because that Carter Knox came in towards the end.
I think Knox maybe made it six.
So if you got six there.
Well, you lose Mitchell, you lose Reeves, and Yenso, I think, is going to go elsewhere.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why would he leave?
Well,
he played a lot.
Just what the rumors have been.
Okay.
Is that he was going to go.
You just have no idea what these guys are going through their minds.
Yeah, you're right. It's fun to speculate, though. Fun to speculate. Kind of like speculating on who the who the next Louisville coach is going to be. Ty Spalding put up a great gif of Lee Corso saying, "Not so fast, my friend," after Matt Norlander's news on Pat Kelsey. Has not signed anything, hasn't agreed to anything.
I can't get off Twitter right now.
Yeah, it's so much fun. It is so much fun. What else you got? You got anything else?
Where do people get all this time? I mean, are they retired?
Here's the problem.
You're retired.
Here's
I'm
the
retired.
Problem, Tony. Social media is the problem.
It's a problem for everything.
It's the problem. Because nobody anymore is patient.
Nobody takes responsibility because they're behind. They're typing something on a computer or a phone.
There's no such thing as patience.
Nope.
By the way.
Scoop.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
No, this isn't really scoop, but Tim Sullivan posted that it's worth noting that Kelsey pulled out of the UMass job. He had accepted 25 minutes before his scheduled press conference in 2017. So,
well,
let's hold
tight. Did Bob Valvano give Sullivan that information?
That's true. That's not to be trusted.
Pete Thamel.
I shouldn't use people's names.
Pete Thamel is reporting Louisville is targeting Charleston's Pat Kelsey to be the school's next head coach, according to himself and Jeff Borzello. So
can anybody tell me, that anybody raise your hand
you know, baseball
if you know what Kelsey looks like. Raise your hand.
I just saw a picture, so.
Well, I mean, if you didn't
hand.
Before
if I
that.
Didn't, no.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
No.
He looks like a high school gym teacher.
Cool.
An old high school gym teacher.
Cool.
So he looks like Tony.
That is so not nice.
Just kidding.
You know, baseball starts tomorrow. Are you coming in tomorrow?
What's tomorrow?
Thursday.
Yeah, I'll be here.
We are going to pick our divisional winners in the American League and National League. We're also going to pick our pick the playoff champions as well. World
I didn't
Series
do
champions
so hot
tomorrow.
At that last
Tony
year.
Tony didn't pick. I picked Texas to win the West last
you
year.
You did.
He did. I didn't even pick Texas as a
And Tony
card.
Didn't even have him in the playoffs. And that's his team. So I'm not going to pick the Cubs. I hope the same thing works out for me. Cubs-Rangers, by the way, start the season tomorrow.
As you remember, the Diamondbacks and the Rangers played in the World Series. And who were the two teams I pulled for all year?
Diamondbacks and Rangers. Brandon Fott got a win yesterday in the spring training.
Wasn't on the MLB Network, though.
However.
His dad texted me.
However, I texted you. Come on, man.
Well, his dad texted me before you did.
It is his dad.
He told me it wasn't going to be on.
The Diamondbacks signed Jordan Montgomery.
Saw that.
The left-hander, 1 year, $25 million. So I don't know what that does to the rotation. He's a left-hander. Brandon Fott's a right-hander. Fott, I think, still
he'll be the fourth or fifth
in the rotation there. But I didn't like seeing that, to be honest with you. As a Brandon Fott fan, I didn't like seeing that. I was like, oh, man, that's just – because that's another spot in rotation.
Right. But there's a lot of spots in rotations and a lot of guys get hurt, so you got to have depth.
All right. Major League Baseball's got to do a better job here. It is late March. Season starts tomorrow.
Do people know that? Yeah. No. Until you brought up, most people don't know that.
Well, I should say restarts tomorrow. Right, Scoots? Right. It restarts because we already had two games.
We got two teams tied for first Dodgers, place in the West.
Well, they're all tied for first because 0-0 is the same.
Well, they got one. They
got a loss, too, though. San Diego and the Dodgers.
But the other teams don't have a win.
But the other teams don't have a loss.
Who's on first?
Nobody. All right, here's why you got to do better. The Mets are playing at home. Baltimore's playing at home.
No.
Philadelphia's playing at home. These are day games.
Who are they playing, though?
Now the Mets are playing Milwaukee. Baltimore's playing the Angels.
Yeah.
At home.
That doesn't make sense.
Philadelphia's playing Atlanta at home.
Don't make sense.
White Sox are at home. Royals are at home. Reds are always at home, but that's tradition. Reds always open, or they used to always open the season with the first game.
Might be snowing. The rest in a few of
them,
those places.
The rest of them, I'm okay with. Seattle's at home. That might be cold up there. They got a dome.
They don't have a dome.
Seattle's, but that's they used Boston, to have. But the they're kingdom. Playing Boston. Arizona's at home. That's good. Oakland might be chilly, but they're playing Cleveland. They ain't gonna be colder than Cleveland. Texas is at home. Tampa's at home. Miami, San Diego, Dodgers are home. All right, I'm okay with all those. But the teams that are on the road that are warmer climate teams, what are we doing here?
It was snowing up in Minnesota in those places.
First game
they
tomorrow.
Got heavy snow.
1:10 tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon, Milwaukee at the Mets. I hope they get it up. I hope they play. But if they do play, they're going to be wrapped up, man. Angels, Baltimore, 3 o'clock. Atlanta, Philly, 3 o'clock. At least they're day games, I guess. I guess look at it that way. At least they're day games. So tomorrow we will pick our American League divisional winners, champions, and National League as well. Scooter, I asked you yesterday if you were going to take part in this. You said no very quickly.
No, I'm in.
Okay.
I was grumpy yesterday.
By the way.
Mm-hmm.
John made us grumpy. I was grumpy.
I'm getting
too ready
to go grumpy old man right now. For 2 years, I've told Scooter different movies to watch. Never watches them. Tony mentions one TV show. Scooter watches the first episode last night. And then has the audacity to text me, and Tony, but to text me and say, oh, love this show. This is awesome. This gentleman show is awesome.
I guess we now know where my loyalties lie in terms of TV suggestions.
Thank you, Scoot.
No, my roommate's been wanting to watch it too, so it was the perfect storm to pull it out last night, and I was not disappointed. It's not about guys opening car doors for women and saying yes, ma'am. It's actually quite the opposite.
It is
very entertaining.
I can't say I'm not hurt. We'll take a break. Come back. NFL news, and it's big news here. And some NBA from last night as well. We'll look ahead to tonight's schedule also in the NBA as we are still a day away from college getting back underway. Spears on Sports presented by American Cards and Big A. Welcome back. Spears on Sports presented by Eminem Cartage, John Spears, Tony Burke, Scooter Dingus, all here. All following Twitter with just amazement today.
Mm-mm-mm.
We cannot take our eyes off of the Twitter machine. Especially, in fact, I put, Scooter, you are a vice president in charge of Twitter today.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
You got if anything comes across that you think is worthy, you just
fire.
Break right in. Texter says, calm down, Louisville fans. If you're as wrong about Kelsey as you were about Kenny Payne, y'all will have a title in 2 years. L1C4. is the end of that one. Yeah. It's, you know what? They were all, oh, Kenny, we can't wait. Now it's like, who? This guy? We can't get a better name than a guy from the College of Charleston who used to coach under Chris Mack and Dino Gaudio.
I mean, maybe we should have hired a coaching firm.
Former point guard at Pat Kelsey, former point guard at Xavier. So was
well, he wasn't on the Louisville staff.
So was Archie Miller.
He was never on the Louisville staff. He just was an assistant coach for Chris.
Scott Davenport's who they should hire. This would have been done 5 weeks ago. Would have been over 5 weeks ago.
Somebody on Twitter said this isn't even a sensible salad. This is a gas station hot dog.
A good gas station hot dog.
I have had some fantastic gas station hot dogs in my life.
Key word there is gas.
All right. 384-1450. That's M&M Cartage Hotline. 502-384-1450. Thornton's text line 502-414-1450. Get your text into the show at that number. All right. NFL news. Let's get off of this thing here. NFL news. How about the new kickoff reel, Tony Burke? Have you seen this?
Talked about it a little
yesterday.
Are you
excited about it?
No.
I'm excited about it.
Same.
Now, there's no onside kick anymore.
You got to tell them.
This takes the onside kick away.
The surprise onside kick.
The surprise onside kick. You can still onside kick.
Yeah, well, if you're going to onside kick, it needs to be a surprise. Because if you can prepare for it, it ain't working. It usually doesn't work when you can't prepare for it. So the kicker's going to be very lonely back there at the 35-yard line because his 10 teammates are going to be 40 yards away on the other 30 or 30 yards away on the other 35-yard line. And the receiving team, 10 guys are going to be on the 30-yard line. And there's going to be one guy deep. Now, what it does take away is the touchback, which I like. It actually puts action back into the game. If you kick it into the end zone, then that team gets it at the 35-yard line.
This electric football.
It is electric football. You got all your guys lined up. As soon as he catches it, you push the button, and they start just shaking and jattering at each other. I don't even know if that's a word.
Old people love electric football.
Man, electric football was the worst.
Piece of cotton.
It was the worst.
For the ball. The kicker, you pulled the top of it.
It's like bumper cars. Remember bumper cars?
Y'all got me lost.
Bumper cars. You ever do bumper cars?
You've never seen electric football?
I know bumper cars, but I have no idea what electric football is.
It's a metal football field with however many guys on it.
They have little green things that move along with the actual team player, like a running back, a linebacker, an offensive lineman, and you line them up, Scoot. At the yard line.
And you push a button.
And it starts vibrating.
And it vibrates. And it takes them. They're supposed to go forward at each other. And it was a ridiculously bad idea in a bad game.
But the players were cool. The players were so cool.
Is it like foosball?
No.
Not really. It's a smaller field.
Look it up. Look it up online. You'll see it. You'll see what it looks like.
Electric football. It was great.
In the 70s, it was the thing.
It looks terrible.
Do you remember the little handheld football game?
He don't remember that. He's in his 30s, man.
Yeah, he doesn't remember anything good. Man, you remember rotary telephones? Do you remember
those? I do remember those, yeah. Those were always fun to dial on. And made for a long night if you were doing prank calls.
You would have a friend and you would go, man, there are way too many 8s and 9s in your phone number. It takes way too long.
And your finger would slip. And, I got to hang up.
Got to start over, yep.
Oh, my God. But anyway, these kickoffs are going to be like old electric football. I agree with that. And I don't know how many guys are going to break loose for a touchdown, but if you get by that line, that's only a kicker back there. He has no help. I think kickers are going to just kick the ball and run off the field because if you get past that first line, it's a touchdown. No kickers are going to catch any of these guys.
Well, they're going to have real helmets on.
Did you see? I can't remember what team it was that signed Cordarrelle Patterson.
Steelers. Welcome aboard, Cordarrelle.
The Steelers are the first ones that said, okay, we got a new kickoff rule. Guess what? We're going to get us a kick returner because he is one of the best. You knew Tony, for your Vikings, he was great.
He's been great with anybody he's been with.
And there is now a reason to either draft or find a really good kick returner.
But could they change it after a year?
They can.
They think it's...
They can. Sign them to a one-year contract.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can change it. They're going to change things next year. You're going to go to 18 games the following year. I mean, things change every year, including opening week this season. There will be a Friday night game.
Hell yeah.
In Brazil. How about that?
Awesome.
So you have the Thursday night opener, which you usually have with the defending champion against somebody. Now you're going to have a Friday night game.
Two undefeated teams.
Two undefeated teams and winless. Can't put anything by him. We argued during the break whether the Dodgers and Padres were tied with the other teams or not at 1-1.
And I said they have a 500 winning percentage. Everybody else got zero.
And I said, oh, you're going to pull out math on me.
If math's involved, I'm with Tony.
Isn't 0-0 still 500?
Nope. Zero.
Zero.
If I have the same number of wins as I have losses,
you're 500.
Then I'm 500.
Yeah.
I have zero wins. I have zero losses. I'm 500.
You haven't played, so you got a zero.
A game, so it's a zero.
I'm so nervous. I'm so confused. Also, the NFL announced, to the chagrin of the NBA, that there will be two games this season on Christmas Day.
Yes.
Which is a Wednesday, by the way. And the NFL has said the teams that are going to play on that Christmas Day will play Saturday before instead of Sunday to get an extra day in between. And then after the Wednesday game, they will play on Sunday or Monday the following week.
It's a three games in potentially 13 days. 8-9 days?
13 days. Three games in 13 days.
That's
No.
9 days.
They'll play on Thursday of the week. I don't know.
They'll
three games
out.
In 13 days is what I was told.
They won't.
Is what I read.
The players union won't let them.
Two games on Christmas Day, Adam Silver said, thanks a lot. We finally, last year you kind of go, okay, it's not a weekday, so all right. This year it's on a Wednesday, and they're going to take over again. Now they're not playing three games like they did on Christmas Day last year. They're only playing two. But Christmas 2 years ago was all NBA. That was it. From noon to midnight, you had five NBA games. Not anymore.
Well, the NBA players will probably like that.
Well, they're still going to play. But, Tony, they'll still play five NBA
games. Yeah, I guess they
will. They'll just be cut off. You know, people will turn over and watch the football game. And here's I heard people this morning on Twitter and on TV complaining, you know, the NFL, they're doing too much of this. They're doing too much. And I'm just not going to watch on Christmas Day. The NFL doesn't care if you're going to watch. Somebody's going to watch. I heard a season ticket holder say, if my team has a game on Christmas Day, then I'm giving up my tickets because I'm not going to a game on Christmas Day. And the NFL's thought process is, that's okay. Somebody will buy your tickets.
And you've already bought your ticket.
Somebody will pay your seat license and then buy the tickets that cost the same price as the seat license. So you're getting paid double. And you don't have to come. That's fine. NFL taking over everything, Tony. They're going to be playing in June before it's over with. But the NFL, here we are today. The college basketball, the Sweet 16 starts tomorrow with some great games, by the way, including a rematch of last year's championship game, San Diego State and UConn.
That will not be a great game.
There are some great games, though. Alabama, North Carolina.
The other seven fantastic. Are awesome.
Purdue Gonzaga, sneaky good game. We got that. We got Major League Baseball starting tomorrow. And what happens? The NFL takes over the news cycle. They just do. The NFL is always relevant, even in the offseason, whether it's the combine, the draft, OTAs, whatever it is. The NFL is number one in the United States of America. Now, maybe not in this particular area code because we are such a college town and a college sports area. There are no professional teams in the big four sports. I don't want soccer people yelling at me. In the big four sports, we have no professional teams here, so it doesn't mean as much to us. But nationwide, NFL just, they rule. All right, NBA last night. Did you watch the Lakers, Tony?
Yes, I did.
They were down 19 at Milwaukee. Giannis was playing. Middleton was playing. 128-124 Lakers in double OT last night.
How come Anthony Davis didn't play very
AD
much?
AD did not play. He had a red, crazy-looking toboggan cap on.
That's LeBron you're talking
who'd
about.
I say, AD?
You said AD. I'm asking why.
He was being facetious.
I don't know why AD didn't play very much.
52 minutes.
Only 52 minutes. What's up with that?
No LBJ, though. He out on a really cool jacket. He looked like a cartoon character last night. And they showed him as much as they show him when he played.
And he was out talking to the referees about some of the calls.
Yeah, and he was yelling at Rui Hachimura, his teammate, late in the game as well. I'm surprised he didn't get teed up. He never gets teed up. That's a bad loss for Milwaukee last night. Is Milwaukee teetering here a little bit? Now, look, Milwaukee's going to be in the playoffs. Lakers are playing for the play-in. Okay? Keep this in mind. The Lakers are still playing to get in the play-in. They're probably comfortably in right now, but they're not 100% in. Just like Phoenix, by the way, who's falling apart.
I think Phoenix, the Bucks got tired last
Phoenix
night.
Phoenix and Denver, they look tired.
Yeah.
Dame Lillard looked tired. He played the whole a lot. A lot of those guys were tired at the end of that
yeah,
game.
Yeah, both teams.
Because both starting lineups played in both overtimes. You didn't get a break in those overtimes.
Right. Reeves was really good with a triple-double, but they showed him one time when they were talking about how tired the Bucks were, and he was leaning over trying to breathe.
The second overtime, and the overtimes are 5 minutes in the NBA, over 3 minutes before either team score.
Yeah, they couldn't throw it in the ocean.
Everything was short.
Yep.
They were just nobody had no their legs. Dame Lillard missed a lot of shots in those extra two frames.
Him and Beasley both.
Yeah. But the Lakers win that game. Oklahoma City beat New Orleans last night 119-112. Zion Williamson did play again. OKC, that's a good road win for them. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, great again, as he always is.
Boy, wasn't that Dallas-Sacramento game exciting.
132-96. Dallas on the road with the win there. How good are the Mavericks? Because you got Kyrie and Luka. That's a talented start. You might not like either one of them or one of the two, but they got
PJ Washington's helped them. Who's the big kid from Duke?
Lively. Derek Lively has been really good. And Golden State beat Miami 113-92 in Miami. Miami was the first game in my parlay last night. I took I moneylined the Heat. They were 1 point underdog. They were winning by four at halftime.
Doesn't sound like a good bet.
Lost by 21. Lost by 21. It was not a good bet. ESPN tonight, Clippers, Philly. In Philly, the Clippers are 5.5. And Phoenix at Denver.
That'd be a good one.
10 o'clock. Denver, 7.5. They won, I think, 12 of 13. They're back in the top of the West where they're supposed to be. That's a good Denver team.
Always a good Joker sighting.
Hopefully, I'll be here tomorrow, as will Tony. If I'm not here, that means I'm at the press conference to announce the new University of Louisville basketball coach. Keep stuck to Twitter today. That's all I can tell you. Thanks to Tony. Thanks to Scooter. Thanks for listening. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X.